needs necessarily more winners. It needs more dreamers. It needs more innovators. It needs more creative people who are going to say, you're going this way, I'm going that way. Because that way is unknown, but I see the end of the line. I see the end of the tunnel. I see what could be. And you work for what you think should be. This is a paradigm shift. It's a different way of looking at things. But remember what I said at the beginning. It's not just about you. It's not just about me. It's about collaboration. It's about working together. It's about putting values over vanity and sharing over individual achievement. In January, at the beginning of this year, some friends of mine and I, a bunch of Cameronian friends and I, set up a challenge for ourselves. We were going to walk, and yes, I said walk, from Simalén Airport to my house up the street here in Busters. And people thought we were crazy when they heard about this challenge we had given for ourselves. And maybe we were. Maybe that was an insane thing to think that we could achieve. But let me tell you something. 13 people started at Simalén at 7 o'clock that morning, and five and a half hours later, 13 people were standing in my garden. It was hard. We got tired. Sometimes one or others of us wanted to give up a little bit. But when we saw that one member of our group was lagging a little bit behind, someone else would stop and wait for them to catch up. And then they would walk together for a while, keeping each other's legs moving and keeping each other's spirits high. That's what I'm talking about. Limitless. Most of you probably know I've spent a lot of my career in Africa. Ghana in particular is famous for its idioms and its adages. I know Cameroon is as well. And that image that I just gave you of walking from Simalén reminds me immediately of the one, if you want to go far, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. That's what we did on our walk from the airport to Busters. What would our communities, our nations, the world look like if we all redefined success in that way? We could have put limits on ourselves and said, we're not going to walk from Simalén to Bastos. That's crazy. But we didn't. We said we're going to succeed. And we did. Together. When I first arrived in Cameroon a little over 3 years ago as a U.S. ambassador, one of the first things I did is I brought my senior staff together and I said, what are our values as a mission going to be? What is going to underpin the work that we do together over the next few years? And as a result of that conversation, we came up with four key values that have governed and defined everything we have done since then. Respect, integrity, community, and efficiency. What one of our Cameroonian colleagues calls RICE. It's an easy way to remember it. Respect, integrity, community, efficiency. They may seem simple, but we have found that they are powerful. They've helped us to redefine our success. Respect commits us to listening before we lead. Integrity grounds us in truth. Community ensures that we are all moving together along that path. And efficiency turns ideas into impact. That's our version of success. Measured not in titles, but in trust, not in status, but in service. So as we leave here today, as you leave here today, what I want to challenge all of you, and I'm going to give myself this same challenge, is to think about and come up with, what values do you see that guide your life?
What values do you want to underpin your success? And to dream big, to dream bold, not to fear failure, to view those setbacks as opportunities for self-improvement and betterment that will keep you moving forward. And as I said when I was talking about Chimamanda and Jobs and Zuckerberg, if you think there is a path and there's no map, draw your own. Have a great conference.